Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Brute force. If it doesn't work, you're just not using enough. You're listening to Soft Web Radio. Special Operations Military News and straight talk with the guys in the community.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome back to another wonderful episode of Soft Rep Radio. I am your host, Rad. And before I introduce today's guest, I want to mention our website merch store at softrep.com. If you'll go check out softrep.com, check out the merch store, pick up some things, check out the cool flashlights. I keep talking about them. Every episode, it's like the flashlight. I got mugs and like shirts, but the flashlight, it's legit and it's branded. So go check it out. Help keep us going so I can interview all these awesome guests that we bring to you. Then we also have our book club, right? So it's softrep.com/book-club. Go check out book-club at softrep.com. Join that and then just get your random books and check them out and read something, man. It's good for you. So without further ado, I have the one, the only, the legend, Bruce Wright with me today. Welcome to the show, Bruce, and I'm going to introduce you here. So go ahead and say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me in your home.
Perfect. Here we go. So according to U.S. medicine, the U.S. veteran population, predominantly older males, are at high risk for chronic lymphocytic leukemia, especially if they had exposure to Agent Orange or other herbicides during military service. Bruce Wright, Vietnam War veteran and chair of the CLL Society Patient Advisory Board, was diagnosed with CLL in 2009, and at the time, resources were limited as to what the next steps for treatment would be. Luckily, he was strongly encouraged by a friend to join a CLL support group, which led him to become a part of CLL Society, a leading authority for chronic lymphocytic leukemia patients, families, caregivers, and medical professionals. Today, Bruce is a chair of the organization's Patient Advisory Board, offering support to veterans facing a similar story to his own to ensure that they have the right tools to plan for treatment and advocate for themselves within their newfound diagnosis. So today's podcast is going to be speaking with Bruce and all things that relate to CLL, such as his own personal story as a veteran diagnosed with CLL and how CLL Society offered him support at a time when research and resources weren't as readily available as they are today. What a journey you're living through, Bruce, and welcome to the show again.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you. I enjoy this kind of dialogue and getting the word out to other veterans. It's most important. It's one of my goals pushing it forward and helping people as I go on with life.
Sure. It's also fair to say that you're 79 years old.
In January 5th.
In January 5th.
As the little kids on the block say, we're the oldest couple on the block. They always quote the half year. So you do that when you're young and when you're old.
Right. And so when you joined the military, how old were you?
When I joined the military, I was 18 years old. I graduated from high school, and my grades weren't all that good. I was upstate New York, very small, farm-oriented, countryside, south of Syracuse, New York, and didn't know much about the military, took an extra year after high school to get ready for college. Things like college boards, I didn't know anything about. I was too busy playing football and wrestling. And then through that avenue, I was able to pick up an appointment to the Naval Academy and did swear into the Naval Academy in 1963 and entered in peace and graduated in war. And was fortunate during the first summer, President Kennedy came out to talk to us. Most impressive, motivational man. We lost him a couple months later. I marched in his cortege procession as he was going to be interred. So he made quite an impression on us young people to this day.
To this day, core memory for you. And I mean, just like probably helped inspire you. You know, a general or Admiral McRaven, I believe, said, you know, make your bed every day during a commencement speech recently. You know, it's trended all over the internet. And even though I wasn't at that ceremony, that is something that was powerful that just can sit with you. And I can only imagine having, you know, JFK, the president.
Yes.
It being Ein Berliner standing right there, a donut. Okay. Yep. The man himself.
Yep. Regarding Admiral McRaven, I've met him, know him. He gave a eulogy at a classmate of mine's, a fellow SEAL that passed away, a SEAL who I introduced him to his wife. And I was in his wedding, holding up a sword, and stayed with him throughout the life. They lived down in Coronado, south in San Diego. I live up in Orange County near Mission Viejo. And so we saw each other on a social basis as well throughout his entire life.
I love that. That's awesome. Yeah. Again, I literally make my bed, not just for me to come lay down in it, but so when my wife comes home from a hard day of work, she's like, oh, I should put her feet up too.
Yeah.
There's something about that.
Oh, sure.
Well, that's very, very small world in that life. Now, in the Navy, in 63, you enlisted as, you know, so many other young men did, including my father joined the Navy at 17 and went in around 68, 69.
Mm-hmm.
You see, on a frigate as a radio guy. So he was a Morse code, you know, and then that translated to his Green Beret-ness when he crossed over and became a radio guy in the SF teams. But
well, your dad started out in a good service because my first tour of duty was on a destroyer. And I would often stand the watch underway, and the guy I stood it with was the communications officer. And so I always had an insight into the messages coming and going.
It's like your internet right there. He's your internet. He's like, hey, what's going on? What's the weather? He's like, well, sir, this just came in. He's like, update me. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's crazy. No. And also my dad was got Agent Orange.
Well, it's a club nobody wants to be in.
No.
And I'd say to him, welcome home, brother. And we didn't get a good welcome. And we came home with a secret inside of us, which takes decades with most veterans to manifest itself in various forms.
It does. And it did. It started to manifest. He had like a lot of different complications that was attributed to, you know, being exposed to Agent Orange in Vietnam and, you know, from like scleroderma of tightening of the internal organs to like all sorts of just crazy stuff that just happened. You know, the skin cancer that he had to have is like some things removed off of his cheeks and his nose and, you know, that starts to come at him. And, you know, and then my mom is the caregiver, right? And we love her and rest her soul. So she's wheeling him all the time at the VA, you know, breaking her back, pushing him around as he's gotten bigger and can't get much more, you know, can't be running marathons no more. So he starts to take on all these, bro, I've seen it, you know, firsthand, which is why I was so excited to have you come on and talk about CLL and get this out there about Agent Orange and our veterans who are still dealing with it. It's out there.
By the way, what I tell anyone I cross with for this discussion, you can never call me too much, text me too much, or email me too much if you want to talk more about it or learn more about it or want to have continuing conversation regarding it. It's a constantly changing scenario for this type of cancer. And we're fortunate with that because the medicines keep getting better and better, and we benefit from that. When I was diagnosed with it, when I checked with Dr. Google, which is what the VA doctor said when I said, what is CLL? And he said, Google it.
Right.
That's all I got.
Go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. And Dr. Google said I had 5 years. And so
there's the rabbit hole.
2014. But you're talking to me today. Look at that.
You know, so you're rated, right? You have a rating to get out of the military. Did you have to fight? My dad had to get from like 60% to 100%. He had to keep going through like an MEB, you know, to say that Agent Orange was attributed to his, that he had the Agent Orange. Let's talk about that. Like just getting it, you know, and let me just backtrack real quick. Agent Orange is a chemical that was sprayed onto canopies over Vietnam and in other foliage to try to kill the foliage so that we could see through the foliage to the ground per se, and like get rid of all these canopies that Mother Nature has created. Mm-hmm. Okay. In the meantime, there's like old footage of guys in black and white film, and they're like spraying just hoses of it from the vehicle, like a water vehicle, like a, you know, water buffalo full of it, just spraying it, like killing the, you know, 100 yards out from their kill zone, just drenched in it.
There was so much ignorance at that particular time. The guy running the Navy was a guy named Admiral Zumwalt, Elmo Zumwalt. And his son was involved with the Riverine Forces, was sprayed with it, and got cancer real quickly from it and died very prematurely from it. Mm-hmm. And it was Zumwalt that authorized the use of it. And so think of that. You think about I authorized something that took my son's life way too early.
It's like, take my son, sir. Here you go. It's like Abraham was going to do that, I think, somewhere in a Bible.
You know
what I'm saying? It's like, he didn't even do it.
That comes forward to today's conflicts you're seeing every day on TV. Two different sons of Abraham.
I know. I'm telling you, man. It's like, holy cow, take mine. You know, that's it. It's like, holy cow.
I talk about your dad's skin cancer. I've had 21 Mohs surgeries. Those are surgeries where they go in and take the skin cancer off and keep taking skin until they have a clear feel. I've had 21 of them. My nose has been rebuilt twice. My ear has been rebuilt once. And that's a definite side effect of having CLL. CLL is a blood cancer, and it causes us to be immune suppressed. And you're sitting there right now growing skin cancers, but your body's immunity is strong enough that it comes up and it goes away. You just keep fighting it because your immune system's in balance. Ours is not. And so we have no way to fight it. So when it comes into us, it gets a foothold and we have to cut it out or burn it out. Won't stop.
It keeps moving through everything. So it has to be cut out because whereas cancer spreads, tumors, some people might think it's cancer. It could be a cancerous tumor, but the tumor is more of like a hard ball inside of you that just moves around your organs. Yeah. Whereas like my understanding of cancer is it just goes through it like, you know, Madam Mim in, you know, some kind of wicked spell of Sword and Stone from Disney. Mim, I'm a flu-like symptom. I'm in you now.
and it's very insidious in how it gets to that. My wife had her thyroid out and she had several polyps, but the very smart endocrinologist that took care of her said two of those polyps are developing a blood source. The cancer was commanding the body to develop a source of blood that got to the cancer so that the cancer cells could dump themselves into the bloodstream to go invade the rest of the body.
Yeah.
They had the thyroid and polyps taken out before that happened, but that's what it's doing, and you don't even know what's going on. Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Man, I've had my own scare with polyps. I had to go get, so my dad was, he had colon, like he had that going on with him too, right. So much, dude, it's such a sad thing for me to think about, but I went to the doctor at 40 and I said, hey, I want to get a colonoscopy because I'm predisposed to it, and she's like, you're young. And I was like, well, I thought I was supposed to get it at 40. Everybody's always like, get checked at 40. And she's like, oh, nowadays it's 50, but you're predisposed. So let's get you checked. So here I go getting it done. And they get me out of the room and they told me that I had 3.5 polyps that they removed inside of my colon. I was just literally a day over 40.
Yeah. And you didn't know about it at all.
No. And I just was like, I took the initiative to go get the oil changed, sir. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to go take myself with my insurance and get my filters changed and my oil changed and do these processes and maybe change the alternator like we do on our vehicles to get to work while we're dealing with these ailments. But yet, why do people struggle to go to get themselves checked out? What is it that we need to tell these people to go? It's okay to go to the doctor, right?
Be on a dialogue with a doctor. Talk at an equal level. He's no smarter than you. He puts his pants on one leg at a time. And you get one that has a good dialogue with you. We tell you through the CLL Society, if you're not getting the information and the questions answered to your satisfaction, fire your doctor and get another one. Mm-hmm. Don't stick with this guy for some false loyalty. He's not doing you any good.
What about our veterans that are dealing with the VA where you can't necessarily move around too much with that? You know what I mean?
Yes.
What do you suggest? Is there some services for our veterans to go to the VA and just start this process? Do they reach to CLL Society? Is that...
You're asking a two-pronged question. The first part with the VA, remember, VAs are teaching hospitals. The doctor who did the determination, I went in for a regular exposure to Agent Orange joining the registry, which got a touchy-feely, an x-ray, and a blood draw. And out of that, they told me I had two cancers. So fast forward, my first disability findings were 2 100%. I was 200% disabled.
Okay. Right off the bat. Yeah.
But it took a while to get that because after I filled all those forms and stuff with the VA, they said they couldn't find them. And I said, wait a minute, this was done at the VA. It's all in the VA medical record. What do you mean you can't find it? I didn't do it with the private doctor. I did it with the VA. Well, we don't see it. Therefore, we're going to disapprove your request for Agent Orange exposure. No, you're not. Don't call me a liar. Don't call me a liar. And so the doctor that said, Google it, he moved on. He got his residency training done at the VA for free. And he went up to Washington State. So the man filling in for him is what's called the attending. It's a senior guy from University of California, Irvine, that keeps an eye on all the little minions. And he was filling in till they got another newbie. And I said, hey, I don't want a newbie. Do you have any patients? And he said, no, I keep an eye on these patients, these young guys here. And I said, well, I'm your patient. So that's what I tell the vet. Ask for the attending and tell the attending, I want to be your patient. Okay, because you're in charge of those little guys, but you're the database of knowledge. And right. we had a great relationship for 5 years. I was watch and wait, they call it, for 5 years. It's a slow growing cancer thing. And so you have time to make decisions and how you're going to handle it. Because as you will learn, if you ever go to our website, the CLLsociety.org, at the top level, we all have CLL. Go down one level, and each one of us is different. Our treatment's different. How it manifests within our body's different. So we're the same at the title, but below it, we're individually treated. And it takes specialists, guys who, hematologists, blood doctors who focus on that, understand what's going on in your bloodstream. Because we don't have tumors. It's in our blood. It's in our bone marrow. And your bone marrow is your factory of life, and it will block the bone marrow, and you're dead.
Oh, man. And it's so true. It just gets in there.
Yeah, it does. And here's the thing, and I would pass on to the veterans. The second part is, if you come to the CLL Society, we purposely designed it to be at no cost to you. We do all the work. We do all the fact-finding. We constantly update. We put on lectures and webinars. We go visit people and educate them. The only thing that costs the patient is their discretionary time. It's your time. Just put it here. And we're always updating it. And it's so far beyond what you can find on the website. Dr. Google doesn't exist anymore. Come to us.
Man, you know, I've been told, don't do the Dr. Google thing. Yeah. You know, it just takes you down the worst rabbit hole, because you never cleared your cookies and cache on your computer in the first place.
Right.
So it's going to pull up everything that you're used to looking for.
Sure.
And it's going to, you talk to the health professional, because I was just simply sick, and I was like, was it COVID? Is it COVID? Is it this? And it's like, you might have, like, I don't know, something, cancer. And I thought, I just have a cough.
I had the fortune of meeting a gentleman who was a pararescue during Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And he got pretty banged up, and he survived being intubated on COVID. A lot of intubated people didn't make it because of the intubation. No. And we have a family to take care of. I'm the chair of the patient advisory board, which gives the patients the input and the oversight, and on an equal basis with the doctor's advisory board of the same organization. Again, we're equal. Okay, and we're looking for the equity of treatment and care and information, and that's fun. I'm also the military liaison, as we've set up a landing platform on the website, all free, to say, like, hey, you're a vet and you get a certain disability. Guess what? You get your mileage paid when you go to the VA. You get more disability. Hey, you don't have a copay anymore. Hey, the registration on your car can be free, like in the state of California. Hey, you can get a break on your taxes in California on your house. And on and on and on, because the VA is very onerous. They don't tell you that at all. They don't tell you.
No, they don't. They make you fact find everything.
Yeah. And
they do. You know, they're like, oh, you want to figure out how to get your home loan, or you want to figure out how to do all these things. You can call them, but you have to, like, really get down and dirty and, you know, sometimes seek advocates, an advocate, someone who can help you. And, like, that's what you're talking about. Your CLL would help advocate for somebody, and the VA allows you to have an advocate.
Here's another thing we have. We have an ability to talk with an expert. Let's say you have a doctor who says, we have a blood cancer and da-da-da-da-da. I mean, he only sees 5 or 10 patients a year. The doctor I see sees 1,700 a year. He has them on his roster, okay? We have the expert access, it's called, with CLL Society. You take your medical records and findings that you own from that doctor, you send it in to us, you make an appointment. One of the doctors on the expert staff that we have reviews it and holds a face-to-face, just like we're doing now, and talks about your particular disease with your particular existing laboratory results and what it really means from an expert's position, and gives you advice what you should do next. And how much it costs? Bupkis. Where can you get Bupkis. That?
Yeah, right. No, where? At CLL Society is where.
Yes, sir. CLLsociety.org.
.org even. Yes. It's a .org, CLLsociety.org. Now let me ask you something about it. You said you were on a destroyer. Did I catch that?
Yes.
So I ask airborne guys all the time, did you ever have like a mishap with your parachute? You know, but the ocean, have you ever thought you were going to go down to Davy Jones's locker?
I was in a typhoon for 4 days.
Oh, my
and
Lord.
And of the 18 guys that would eat together, only three of us could eat. I am blessed by the fact that I don't get seasick or airsick. And so I was the gunnery officer on the gunnery 3 5-inch 54s and the gun lane radar, gun directors and stuff. And we did Sea Dragon ops off of North Vietnam all the way down to Vung Tau in the south, and providing gunfire support as a long barrel gun, 5-inch 54. And destroyer life is a very unique life. And I changed from that. I did one tour with that. We arrived in Da Nang shortly after Tet. And I went ashore with the skipper so he could be up briefed. And I hung with the Marines at Da Nang, which is where they stored the AO.
Yeah.
And that was my first exposure in 68. Then my skipper was a wonderful guy. He's like McRaven, just in a different avenue. And when I said, yeah, you know, skipper, I want to go fly. And the chief of naval operations asked if we could. Anyone out there in the fleet is interested to make application, and if found physically qualified, you'll have orders to flight school.
Sure.
And he said, I'll sign it. I'll recommend it. And we had to do it because I was deployed. They couldn't take me off the ship early. I was required to stay there. I couldn't leave and leave gap the billet, we call it. But he supported me 150%. And he understood because he had started as an aviator, and then they put him in A3s. He was a Corsair pilot.
The intruder, baby.
A Pappy Boyington plane, okay? And then it flew in Panther jets in the Korean War. And they put him in the A3, the Sky Warrior, which had the worst carrier safety record. He said, I don't want to fly it. It's going to kill me. And they said, you don't want to fly it, you don't fly. And so he changed mid-course from flying to driving ships. He retired as a three-star admiral. He had his act together. And he was very people-oriented. He was the model for you to follow. And
model for you to follow. What a good thing to say. And I don't mean to say the A3 is the intruder. It's the A6. I just get excited when I hear Navy A3. And I just thought of the intruder. But yes, you're right. Pappy Boyington. I totally understand.
You know, the flight of the intruder, the book?
Yes.
I'm a good friends with the author. He was in the same air wing that I was on.
And I love that movie.
One of the many books he's written. He's still around today. And we would do, before we go on an alpha strike over the north, we'd always have these big gaggles of briefs. He'd be there. And the guys that flew in the A6, they had big wheelbarrows because they had no protection. They flew single ship low at night on a black
bombing runs,
you know, using their system to stay alive. And they had no way to fight back. And we had A6 guys that got hit, you know, just getting ready to go in and with a missile, and they had plane went upside down, and they had to punch the button to get rid of all the ordnance because they were heavy ordnance. They were our heavy bombing in my time, numbers of bombs on board.
Oh yeah. And if it's anything like the movie, which I'm pretty sure the movie with Willem Dafoe, you know, Flight of the Intruder, man, when we go offline, we should link up and see if we can get him to come on the show and even have you back and have a threesome talk about stuff.
You can, like I said, you can email me, call me, or text me anytime. Yes, sir.
That would be so awesome. No, I was talking to an F-18 pilot in New York a few years ago, and we were just doing quotes the whole time. I was like, let's go downtown. He's like, I love that movie. And I was like, oh, dude, you know, I just can't stop.
By the way, and just another insight we can talk about another time, you know, Top Gun 1 and Top Gun 2. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm a Top Gun graduate as well.
Okay? Oh, that's awesome.
And I can give you a lot of insights to Top Gun 1 because it was being filmed while I was out there flying at Miramar.
Well, tell me something. Tell us. Give us something. Tell me something.
No, you can't ride your motorcycle down the runway going like, yay, like that. Two, when Kelly McGillis turns him down in the bar because she has a date with a guy named Perry. And so he gets rebuffed by her. The camera goes over because Perry's back goes by the camera, and the camera goes over and Perry's sitting there and she's at the table and he's handing her a menu to look at. He's got silver hair. That's my commanding officer.
Oh.
Pete Pettigrew. He was a technical advisor on the film. I can tell you the volleyball game was supposed to be filmed for 2.5 hours, but the director was on a roll and the producer was giving him grief because it was money, chink, 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 for all the hours of all the support and things. And it was filmed for 5 hours. And that beefcake was one of the major sellers for people to be recruited to go fly in the Navy.
Oh, 100%. That Top Gun. I mean, I remember my cousin, my older cousin, I was younger, and he had it on his wall, and he had like a F-14 Tomcat with all of its ordnance expounded out on the poster. And he just had a heart murmur, so he could never be, you know, and he just always had that on his wall.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, big cousin, you're so cool. That you're right. It did. It inspired generations still today of folks who want to take up, you know, the wings. If I tell people when I talk to them, you want to fly, huh? And they're like, yeah. I was like, what? And they're like fixed wing. And I say, or anything, huh? Just anything.
Anything.
Just fly something, huh? Anything. And they're like, yeah, anything. Yeah. Just fly whatever. Hey, cool.
Yeah. you in the Air Force, for example, you're a pilot, and it depends where the next orders send you, the needs of the Air Force. And I remember in Vietnam, I worked with some of the forward air controllers, flew them over bad guy territory. And that's another story too. But they were going back, some of them, they had been like F-105 drivers, F-101 drivers, and their orders post-Vietnam were to B-52s, the buff. They said, gotta go fly buffs now. Ugh. In the Navy, you're in a pipeline. I was put in the pipeline, flew F-4s. I could change. Navy would let you change, but you had to do the dance, and then they would do it. And I, for example, flew with a guy who was a helicopter pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And that was interesting because he wasn't used to fast airplanes. And so he was behind the airplane, you know, and I had to be kind of awake because I didn't want him to take me down.
Yeah, you're like, we come in for landing. He's like, yeah, about 30 feet off the deck. You're like, I'm awake.
I can't get this thing slow enough. Why doesn't it go down that F-35?
How come I can't park? How come I can't pull over?
Yeah.
Because you're strapped to a rocket, bro. Gone.
You
just got to turn and up and down and just keep. And that's a whole nother body exercise that's just sucking you up. Those G's and, you know, trying just to turn and yank and bank and shoot the watch, right?
It's a big watch. You're always shooting the watch, and it's a big watch, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. There we go.
I learned that from a F-16 pilot when I was flying simulators, and we were we turned the Great Salt Lake in Utah here on the simulator into a pirate cove.
Oh,
and
cool.
So as we're flying the F-16s from Hill Air Force Base over the Great Salt Lake, we were blowing up pirate ships that were down below. It was quite interesting how they train, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We get creative regardless of what service you're in. We get creative.
Sure.
And it's helped to pass the time. We have gallows humor. We have to do that to keep our sense and sensibility about us. And we lament when we lose a fellow flyer, you know. The hardest part is we lost someone on the Enterprise, and then you have to go in and you have to clean out the room. You got to pack things up and send them back.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And it's not the only ship that had that. And I was fortunate enough to make two additional cruises or three deployments total. First on a destroyer, then two more on the carrier USS Enterprise.
Sweet.
Air Wing 14. And I've got 220 combat missions, yada, yada, yada. I've been good fortune to go to Top Gun.
What did you retire as? What did you retire as?
A commander. 05.
Commander.
Yeah.
05. Yeah. Yeah, right. That's like general, right?
It's like
Lieutenant Colonel.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. It's just right. 05, 06, 07. Yeah, I got you. That's respect right there, commander.
Thank you. You're very kind. It's
yes.
We're all one fraternity, and it's men and women. And one of the things I did, when it took me 3 years to get my disability properly settled with the VA. We had the VHA, which is the healthcare people, which are great people. We had the VBA. They are the ones that determine your disability rating. They also oversee the health and welfare and care of the cemeteries. It took me 3 years. And I made a vow and paying it forward that I wouldn't let that happen to another vet. It's just my life's course. So when I joined the CLL Society, they I said, I'm a veteran, and any veterans got questions, send them to me. Well, not just CLL Society, which I got a lot from.
Right.
Even members of my group, the patient advisory board. The guy's a vet, and he says, geez, I'm thinking about trying to increase this problem. I said, let's talk about it. Let's get it in. And he got his disability increased because the problem increased.
Right.
And he rated an increase, and it came through, and he's happy as a clam at high tide.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I mean, if you're a 100% disabled veteran, there's benefits not only for you though, but for also for your children if they're still living at home with you, to go to school.
Yes, the thing is, actuarially, will pass first. It benefits your wife.
Yes, exactly. It does 100%. And you know what? Again, though, if there is a child in the home who has disabilities as well,
yes,
and that child can be given TRICARE for life.
Yes, sir.
Okay, it can be ordered by a court to be given to that child. So that child could have a fiduciary,
yes.
That child, or can have somebody oversee it. So let's say you're a mother and a father, and you know, you've dealt with a lot of this stuff, and you're 100% rated. You can fight to the VA to get a fiduciary to make sure that when you pass on, that your children get your benefits.
Yes, I have a classmate who has that problem. And
yes.
His firstborn flies for Army Air National Guard. And he was a swift boat guy during Vietnam, my classmate. And I had another guy who was in a different air wing, a different carrier, the Kitty Hawk, and he would take the admiral down, the three-star admiral. The three-star admiral ran the war from the water, and the three-star admiral, a three-star general from the Air Force, ran the air war. And they'd meet in Saigon, flying the Tonkin and all that stuff. And he came down with several problems we were working with, and unfortunately for him, his pancreas gave up completely. And I was helping him and his wife getting the steps of the disabilities that he had earned, and he passed. And once you pass, they won't process him anymore.
No.
But he had gotten 40% of the over 100% disability, and his wife to this day gets DIC, Dependents Indemnity Compensation, because his death was related to Agent Orange exposure. And it's
that's
about
right.
Approximately a half of the disability that he would have gotten, but
that's
it has cost of living and it's tax free.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, it's a benefit that's there. And if you're listening right now, you should reach out to Bruce here and just, or myself, you know, we can tell you what's up. It's easy. I'm always available as well. I get reached out to often, Bruce, like 3 a.m. Someone hits me up like, "You awake, bro?" And I'm like, "Who are you? How you doing?" He's like, "I'm just not thinking right."
Well, you know, there's a certain good feeling after, you know, and I do it all for free. There's no compensation. And I tell them, when you've gotten it, just let me know. And the cost is your discretionary time to call me so we can celebrate together and do the happy dance.
That's exactly right.
You know,
that's right.
That's all. And some of them, I have 10 support groups with CL Society. They have me doing the chair of the PAB. They have me, I oversee leaders of support groups throughout the United States. And I have 10 of them that I have oversight with. And I'm also the liaison for the military people. So when the things come in, I'm kind of a jack of many trades to use me as you need me. And right. I've had the vets at certain places say, when they finally, I've helped them through and they get their rating, they say, I'll take care of our group. Let me relieve you. I've got the watch. Give me the baton. You don't need to worry. Any veterans that come to this group, mm-hmm. I'll coach them like you coach me. It's a brotherhood, sisterhood. And I've helped gals too. You know,
it doesn't
have to be Agent Orange. It could be something else. I mean, I've had the good fortune of meeting a gentleman who's an Air Force veteran who's a Holocaust survivor. Think about that.
Yeah.
He was French, 4 years old. His sister was 14. The Nazis exterminated the oldest brother and his parents. He came over here as an orphan, wanted to pay back, enlisted in the Navy, got an appointment at the Naval Academy, went to the Air Force as intel. And I spent some time in some interesting intel places on exchange. I've been to the Kompanam, mm-hmm. I've been to Ubon, I've been to Udorn, and over in Thailand, and I've seen results of his work. And the guy is still with us today, just turned 86, and he has CLL. He's had it for years, and he's still with us. And he's part of the CLL Society groups out of San Francisco, but likes to Zoom with our group down here in Orange mm-hmm. County.
Oh, man. Any Holocaust, 4 years old.
Yeah.
French parents taken out of this earth for no real reason. Yeah.
It's profound. I've been profoundly affected ever since. I always bring it up because it's that we want to talk a survivor. Look at that guy.
Well, my condolences to your friends, for your friend's family. I just want to put that out there.
Oh, sure.
You know, and I should probably tell you, welcome home as well from NAM, you know,
Thank you. Just
to let you know that, you know, I, on behalf of a grateful nation, welcome home.
You know, thank you. People will often say to me, thank you for your service. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, it was my honor. Mm-hmm. You were worth it.
Right.
There you go.
Who you battling for, man?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, exactly. You cross paths with these people in life. They don't even realize that, you know, you dealt with a 4-day typhoon.
You want a book to read? There's a book called Halsey's Typhoon. Go read that. Destroyer sank during that. It was when MacArthur was going back into the Philippines, and Admiral Bull Halsey was in charge of all the carriers, and a typhoon came upon the Philippines, and I think 3 destroyers sank.
Wow, those are huge.
Yeah.
So the ocean just wants what it wants, though. Davy Jones's locker,
You never conquer the ocean, you respect it.
That's right. I was just watching something on a social media the other day, and it was like, where else can you jump off of a submarine into the world's deepest ocean trench? It shows the submariners just jumping off, having a water day over the Marianas Trench, you know, and it's got their little buoys. Don't go that far, but what about that far?
Well, also, you probably didn't see it in there, but around the periphery are guys with rifles for the shark watch.
Oh, yeah, huh? Sharks.
Yeah.
Bro, that's deep.
The ship, you know, the ship will stop and they'll just kind of hover, and they'll have the swim call. And then they have a steel barbecue or steel deck barbecue just out on the fantail. They'll take a day off from work at sea, cook hot dogs, hamburgers, and french fries and all that stuff, and just have a thing. You can't drink beer, but you can drink a lot of soda. It's all paid for. And then,
but boy, what's polywog all about? What is that? If I
I've been one. You're a polywog till you have crossed the equator.
Okay.
You're a polywog, and you have to go through an initiation of becoming a shellback. But through that is a whole day of harassment right around the equator time. Like we were off coming off Yankee Station. We went down to Singapore. Singapore is 2 degrees north of the equator. So the ship dips down. So it's officially at the equator. Mm-hmm. And we have a big celebration on the deck. And they take everybody from E1 to O10. Doesn't make any difference.
Everybody.
You go out there and you crawl on your hands and knees and you get to meet King Neptune and Queen so-and-so and then the baby. And on the carrier, they use a lot of grease like for the arresting gear cables and stuff. So things slide and the cables don't wear and break. And this guy, back in those days, we didn't have a weight restriction and have to maintain a certain body mass. And so the Buddha's baby, or
Buddha's
King
baby,
King Neptune's baby was like a Buddha. He had a, and it was all gun grease and grease up for the cables and stuff. And you had to kiss the baby's belly. And when he take the head like this and go like this,
just a big old belly.
Yeah. At that time, I had a beard. We could have beards in the Navy in that day, and I had a beard. And it took me a week to get all that stuff out. I wasn't going to cut it. I was not going to cut that beard.
No, you're just going to wash that right out of your hair.
Yeah.
Why do they get rid of the beards in the Navy? It's kind of a nice thing, don't you think?
It is. It goes. It's an ebb and flow. Admiral Zumwalt was the one who came out with it. And, you know, the intermediate level command structure wasn't happy with it, but he was the top level. And he said, this is it. And I took advantage of that. You wear an oxygen mask and you don't get a good seal. You should in the Navy. You're on 100% oxygen from the minute you climb in the airplane to the minute you land.
Yeah.
Air Force uses diluted demand. And the problem is if your oxygen quits on the airplane, you don't know it because you're still breathing. But you're breathing air that doesn't have enough oxygen in it.
Those British, though, today, they still got some beefy stashes on them.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They've got some, like, chops, and they're not too worried about their air seal, I think.
No, they're not. No, they're not. I wasn't worried. I think you're more invincible the younger you are. But,
yeah,
you know,
right.
So a polywog is a bat who has not crossed the equator. Okay. And
I see.
He goes through the initiation. And then we did it on the next deployment, second deployment on the carrier. And now I was a shellback, so I was overseeing what was being done. And there, so you had hides all the way along.
So were you like King Neptune then at one point?
No. There was always someone in the crew that could fit the billet much better than we could.
I see.
But more of us were standing on the side watching it. But it's amazing.
Just giving a good old, looking good, boys. Yep. Looking good. Yep. Looking good.
It's just like you bring up the coffee cup, recent article at military.com is a good place to find information for all military types. It's free. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about how come you don't ever wash a Navy cup? And you don't do it, especially with a Navy chief. Don't wash my cup. I like the flavor that comes out of it. It may be very gnarly, and it was a white cup at one time, and now it's stained black because I'd never wash it. But don't do that. And I ran into an Air Force guy. I worked on the B-2, the stealth bomber, and the guy that was working in the group I was in was a B-52 guy, and he was, I don't wash my cup either. And he said, I like that Navy tradition. I said, that's fine by me.
Yeah, right. And it kind of makes sense, especially if you just fill it up. Just keep filling it up because you're going to get that patina and that whole, you know.
Exactly.
Taste.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Don't clean my cup. It's still got some sugar in it that I found from 2 weeks ago. Don't do it. I know there's a grain in there.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Oh, man. So being an officer on a ship, does that get you different menu options?
Well, yeah. The cruise mess, even on like the destroyer, is actually pretty stunning, and we were required to check it out whenever we had duty at sea or in port. We would eat in the cruise mess, for example, to make sure the quality stayed there. And they had very creative people. They are cooking out of cookbooks that are this thick, you know, standard Navy issue cookbook, but they were trained cooks and chefs and stuff. You could get all the way to chief on that, and the food was always good. And it was there was never anyone saying, you know, I've given you a serving, you can't get any more, you keep going back. And it's same on the carrier. We had what we called a dirty shirt, which is a cafeteria up forward just under the flight deck. Because I fly 2 to 3 times a day. Each mission was 245 to 315 in length. You get a quick turnaround. They have to get something to eat, hit the head, and then rebrief and go out and do the next one. And so they had a cafeteria thing, so you could go in with your flight suit on, which, as the day wore on, especially over in the Gulf of Tonkin, is really sweaty. You know, it's kind of like, dude, you need to change that. But that's how we ate. And that was that was very relaxed, because out where you could sit down and eat, which was the same setup that was on the cruise mess for tables and chairs and stuff, they had over here a cooler, and in there was ice cream. Unlimited ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Everything. He's like, where's that ice cream? Ice cream, Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
You got it. You got it.
Something to make you smile.
And by the way, you know, Lieutenant Dan, Gary Sinise, is quite a supporter of veterans, as you know.
Yeah.
And he had
Gary Sinise Foundation.
Lieutenant Dan band a couple of times. My wife and I attended that. Fantastic performing. And I had a good time with that.
What a life-changing movie for him to play Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, like Top Gun, right? Yeah. Same kind of, you know, mojo is what's come along with it. Just an influence, and people all recognize him from that. Not from his other shows, but Lieutenant Dan and the band, right? He's even got Lieutenant Dan band.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean,
he's played the bass guitar on it all the time. That's his instrument. Another thing on Top Gun, the failure of the F-14 that killed Goose.
Yes, the spin out.
It was a true failure mode that the F-14 could get, because the Navy didn't pay the money to do spin testing. They took wooden models and dropped them off a tower. And the wooden models didn't spin, so they said, well, the F-14 won't spin. Ah, I forgot one thing. The F-14's engines are not together like the F-4's. They're off centerline thrust.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you kill this engine, usually it coughs and sputters and quits while the throttles are up, then this one's just spinning you around.
Mm-hmm.
The force vector turns you right around, and you're in a spin, and you can't get out of a flat spin with an F-14.
No, and so they brought that into the movie, huh? That's what they did.
And when he ejected, he ran into the canopy, and the canopy killed him, right? That can happen. Right. It's a single canopy.
Because the force, he was spinning it, he was behind him, so by the time it opened, it shows him hitting in the back.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Maverick gets out.
And here's the thing. Where they were doing all that, it was over desert area. If you look at that, that's an operating area that does exist in Southern California and Arizona. And where did he get rescued? He was rescued in the ocean.
Totally. Maverick's flat spinning out to the sea, sir.
250 miles away.
250 miles away. And then my dad's like, oh, shark repellent. I was like, oh, is that what the green stuff is?
Yeah.
Because when they land in the water, you know, he's like, shark repellent.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, oh, I love having my military dad tell me these types of cool little things and, you know, be able to influence my head like that. So thanks, Dad. Appreciate you.
That's good. It made the mark, because we don't have much of that today. And so you grew up with oversight, and you took it to heart. And acknowledge it and commit to it. And that doesn't happen nowadays. And so you're to be recognized for that. Good for you. Thank you.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
You're in the 40s. I'm in soon to be 79. You have the baton. I don't have it. I've passed it to you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
A lot of pros to drinking HealthAid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Thank you, sir. I'll steward it as best I can. Every foot
sure
step that I
will.
Take.
I can see that in you and I hear that in you. So I'm
yes, sir.
Comfortable.
Thank you. Happy. Yes. And then I can only do this to my family.
Yeah.
That's all I know. I mean, I do have a lot of the modern thoughts. You know, I'm growing up with technology. You know, I grew up in this, you know, modern age that you say seems to be getting a little bit less personable and like less, you know, what about your neighbor kind of attitude, more like just yourself.
Yeah. It's
I kind of think
it's a land of single people. I mean, I grew up in a neighborhood and I don't believe people say it takes a village. No, it doesn't. But I grew up, my grandfather was justice of the peace. He was elected 32 years. And as his grandson, I couldn't step off the straight and narrow. He'd hear about it. And then I'd hear about it.
Right. And we that mattered, right?
Yes. But he was the guy that took me out and we'd tap the sugar maple trees in the spring and make real maple syrup in his backyard.
Right. Delicious. And healthy, too, for you, by the way. It's good recovery fuel for after workouts.
You betcha.
Maple syrup. Yeah. Because of boxing. Come on now. I have to learn. I'm like, how do I recover this beautiful body of mine? Yeah. I'm so sore.
Here's the thing to impart to the vets that you see subsequent to me. Or should you have me on again? At least in the CLL area, we've got something really good, and everyone should be made aware of it. And we keep trying to do that, and we have good support from the pharmaceuticals because it's a nonprofit organization, but we do reach out. We do a lot of things. We're constantly working. I helped recruit a couple of special doctors. Hey, you specialize in transplants of the bone marrow, and you specialize in leukemia. Could you be one of our list of special doctors, experts? They said, sure, I'll sign up. Not a problem. Just got to ask the question. So you can take this one group of veterans, guys and gals that have CLL, and they can come to our organization, no charge, and participate at the level they want to, and be quiet or be talkative or join the group like I did. I was so profoundly, positively affected. I said, I want to contribute to the success of this. And they will have a home where they'll be safe, to where they can find the right direction for treatment, and where they will meet the founder who has CLL himself. He's a Canadian doctor, had to retire because our immune system's compromised. He was seeing the kids, and the kids, your kids get all the infections, right?
So right. RSV, all that. Sure. Yeah. He doesn't need that. So, yeah, he has to live still, too.
Yeah. And so, and they have some recognition at the VA. I don't take it away from the VA, but the VAs are autonomous. Each VA building is its own separate facility. They don't crosstalk to the degree that one would expect. Like if you're out here, you're part of the Providence Hospital System, there's four or five different hospitals that are all under the same umbrella. The VA is not like that. They're independent. I go to the Long Beach VA, and I've had good luck there.
You hear that, Long Beach? Those are that's a positive review for you, Long Beach VA. You keep that up, Long Beach. Anybody out there working Long Beach, pushing those soldiers, airmen, and corpsmen, and everybody around, Navy sailors, everybody in those chairs, you guys keep it up in Long Beach and all the other VAs.
They found found my cancers. They informed me of that.
And that's good.
They took care of business with me. And then, like I talked to the attending, I was his only patient. We talked for 2 to 3 hours.
And yeah, that's not really common.
No, you only get 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And so it's good that that's there for the vet, and we're here to help because we're able to focus on something separate with CLL Society to the benefit of the entire family. Because not only do we take you, the patient, we help your caregiver, your spouse, learn what it is to be a caregiver. Okay. And we even have couples to where each of the couples has a form of cancer or leukemia. So they're a patient and a caregiver to each other.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get any better than that. And no, those two people see the same doctor I do.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. No, it's good to have a support group. And it, you know, if somebody out there has served in Vietnam and was exposed to Agent Orange, let's just point that out. And I'm going to put this out here, these numbers. If you served from the 60s through 1971, which was the end of the use of Agent Orange, okay, that's when it was officially banned by the U.S. to be used, was 71. You should definitely be talking about this with someone or get a hold of the CLL Society or hit up your local VA advocate. And then also, if you're dealing with any types of issues after 71, because they banned it and they got rid of it in 1978 by taking it to Johnston Island, where they, quote unquote, destroyed the rest of Agent Orange to get rid of it. So if you were involved in any of that, okay.
Here's the deal. I'm sitting in the dermatologist having stuff cut off. The guy next to me was a Marine assigned to Johnson Island, and he had CLL and because he was stationed there. It was they
That's
leaked,
right.
The barrels leaked there on the island.
Dude. Yeah.
And here's
Dude,
the other
sir.
Thing. Here's the other thing. Expand your paradigm just a little bit. Agent Orange was used in Korea and the DMZ. Uh-huh. Agent Orange was used in Thailand. So if you didn't, I had one guy who didn't ever touch Vietnam, but landed in Thailand all the time. Well, yeah. They used it there too. And the couple I told you about, caregiver and patient to each mm-hmm. other,
yeah.
he was an Army artillery guy, but his artillery unit was stationed in the DMZ of Korea when they were using it. And he has LPL, which is a niche form of lymphoma and leukemia type. And he has 100% disability because he was exposed. He didn't go to Vietnam, but he was exposed to this evil stuff at the time.
Yeah, you know, it was created.
Yeah,
it sure was. It was.
We would land in Da Nang because they had hung ordnance. You can't land on a ship with hung ordnance. It stressed the airplane or the flight deck was messed up or an accident or something. And or they couldn't get us in time. We're running on fuel. We have to go get some fuel. And we'd sit there and be on the taxiway. And the F4 had canopies that opened up and had no air conditioning on the ground. So I had to have the canopies open. And we're on the taxiway and the helicopters are taking off and they're flying right over us. The spray arms are out. And as it comes over, we're getting wet because it's not spraying, but it's leaking. And we're going like, what's that stuff? Well, it's, I don't know. It's a, and so it was, you know, just boom. Contact right
it
there.
Was that's legit straight up that's like the guy spraying it except they're just taking off, you know. I can only imagine like a, you know, a helicopter filling up at a pool to put a fire out and they take off and it's still dripping half the pool's amount. You know,
that's the way it was. And that's,
and for it to always be a push and pull, like is it attributed or not attributed, or like did this happen or was it existed prior to enlistment, and all these different types of things that you have to Rubik's cube to get your benefits.
It was very, very hard. And like I said, it took me 3 years. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't take any vet 3 years.
It shouldn't.
Not at all.
No. And not, no, and it should not. It should.
And here's the deal, too. Always get the number two pencil and line paper and check their math. Three times I had, because they're very coy the way they do it at the end of it. Okay, we've reviewed and we've done this. We agree with what you had to say. There's nothing more to do, so we consider this matter closed. Well, no. So I sat down with a pencil and said, they didn't do the math right. So I drew it down and made copies and sent it to my VSO, an angel, one of my angels. And she submitted it. And finally, on the third time, I'm visiting her down in her office through the American Legion. And I went, she went upstairs to where the regional was and talked to the supervisor and said, you know, the veterans found another mistake that your group has sent him. And here's the proof. Where he's right and your people are wrong. And the supervisor looked at it and he said, here, stamp, it's approved. But don't tell him he's got it. I'm not even going to give it to the group. I believe him. He proved to me that he knows what he's talking
about. You're like, call me a liar, bro. Yeah. I dare you.
Yeah.
That's what you are. Yeah, I wouldn't. No, and I'm glad that you have to keep pushing for it. You know, your ratings, I'm just going to be an advocate for that. Keep pushing for your ratings. You can, you know, if you're at 40, 60, you should be pretty much 100. Yeah. You know, like, why are you half? I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's okay to get that rating. You know, it doesn't mean sure. you have the mark of the beast on you no. or,
you know. Here's some others. You got me on a roll. I'm on my box. Here's one other thing. I have a guy come to me and say, well, I've got this problem. I have a classmate. He said, I got a tumor and I had my kidney taken out. It was a grapefruit sized tumor on the kidney. And I said, okay, well, you're in the Navy 30 years. You're retired. You're on a ship, but you went all these different places and you got your exposure. And so you're going to submit a claim to the VA because you don't get cancer overnight. And certain kinds of cancers are slow growing. And he said, well, no, they're probably going to not agree to it, so I'm just not going to even submit it. I said, well, the VA will like you because you don't cost any money. But you know what?
Yeah.
Let the VA make that decision, not you.
That's right.
So he put it in, and he got it.
That's right.
He got it.
That's right.
Okay.
So whether you were involved in Agent Orange or you were involved some kind of crazy chemical or you served in Desert Storm and you've gotten burn pits in Afghanistan and Iraq and you're dealing with any types of issues that are not fun, but your pride is standing in your way of going into the VA.
Don't
do it when your wife has to push you and you're 65.
Yeah.
Do it now while you're in your 40s and you can go in there today while you're still able to walk and talk and be yourself and get it done enjoy it.
Yes, sir.
Don't wait till it's like, oh, I really need it now. And it's already set in and the onset of everything has just happened. And now we're just going to carve you up.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously.
Seriously.
I can give you another anecdotal, same deal. And it was a niche problem. It's not why we're thinking that. Acronym is DISH, and this guy had this much data on it, 3 inches. My folder for the VA is 3 inches thick of my journey with the VA. And he kept presenting it, and this is the San Diego VA. And first the doctor said, I don't believe it, this, that, and the other. And he came in and then with an endocrinologist and everything else. And he submitted that, and the doctor came back one day and called him back in and said, you've convinced me. There is a relationship here. I'm going to approve your disability.
Yep.
You got it. And I said, Steve, because there are always those who say, well, you're trying to game the system or you're just, you know, trying to take advantage of something that you didn't earn. Well, as I said to Steve, the friend, I said, you didn't make the decision to get 100% disability. The VA made the decision.
That's right.
It's not you. The VA did.
That's right.
So you tell your friend, go pound sand.
Exactly.
The VA did it.
And you know what you tell your friend? Don't hate the player. Hate the game, bro.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay? Hate the game. The game that veterans have to play, you know? But I'm grateful for my home and my VA home loan. Let me be honest.
Sure.
Right? I would be probably renting today if I hadn't had that.
I have a VA home loan, too. Great.
Okay, so I'm just gonna say, and I just want to say you've been wonderful. I've had you for this whole hour, and we've just been going, and I want to keep talking. There's so many stories. You know, when you start saying FAC and forward air controller, and like I'm like, did you carry a pistol, like you know, under your armpit?
Right here.
Yeah. See, there's so many things. I would love to just you know, keep you around as long as you want to be. You know, hanging out with me on Soft Rep and bring you back and have some stories and pick your brain.
It would be my pleasure. It would be my honor.
You would fit here so well.
I would love to be called back and consulted and happy to contribute to the betterment of the brother and sisterhood and help people on their journey. And just the people that have been exposed, such that you get this insidious blood cancer. It's not a tumor. Can't cut it out. And it never goes away. It's whack-a-mole. You knock it down, it's not curable. Okay?
You get to fight it.
You total up my disabilities right now, and I'm 180% disabled. So I get spent.
But everybody that raised their hand to say, I will fight for this country, can fight this cancer that they might be getting or any of these problems too, because you promised to fight.
Yes.
You made an oath to fight.
Yes.
You fight for yourself.
It's like the pararescue guy. He says, I took an oath years ago. I'm still ready to do it. But that doesn't go away. And I said, you're right. We're on the same page. It doesn't go away.
The oath means something. The oath.
In the old classic, it's a brotherhood / sisterhood that anyone who's been there, done that, understands that, and it never goes away if you cut out the right stuff.
You know.
Okay.
Okay, what a great show. What a great show.
Yeah, you've been awesome. Thank you for having me on. Thank you for consulting.
Bruce, yes.
asking you to set this up.
I can't even you're so fun to talk to. It's we can keep going and going and going, but I'd rather do it in person or have some other, like a 5-hour session with you. Maybe I can come over and sleep over and we can hang out if mom says so. You know, it's like,
well, let me tell you that, I'd be happy to come back anytime.
All right.
Really? It's my pleasure and my honor. I'm retired. I've got the time.
Yeah, I figured. And, you know, I've met a lot of folks, but there's only so many that could just like that just sit with me, like, come hang out. That's just like, you're cool, bro. I appreciate your time.
And thank you for your patience in the beginning.
You know, that's, look at this beard. You see how long it is? You know how much patience I have? So that's much. I'm a patient boy.
There you go. Love it.
Well, listen, I'm gonna wind down by saying we need to check out the CLL Society. This is Bruce Wright, former commander, retired Navy aviator, Top Gun, awesome human being on this earth who helps his normal next door neighbor, available on social media probably. And, you know, thank you for being on the show, Bruce.
Thank you for having me.
And to my producer, Anton, I know you're going to have fun editing everything and putting all of these things into keywords so we can click on them on the website at softrep.com. So just know that once this is all done, sir, we'll have that put up on the website and the links will be clickable that we talked about, because these guys listen to my podcast and then go back and re-edit it all to make it all perfect. So there you go. And with that, on behalf of Softrep and Brandon Webb, former Navy SEAL, what's up, Navy? And my father, former Navy, I say peace.
You've been listening to Soft Rep Radio.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.